Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, devotees, devout. Now, is it true? How true is it that we don't need a translation? I know you understand, and Gopinath Charan Prabhu and Perdifasil. Okay. So what should we do? You'll do. Yes, you got a curl. Gopinath Charanji. Aapko traduction chahiye. Chahiye? Anuvad chahiye?
Yes.
Okay. Kong anuvad kata kareha. Kong? Mahendra? Will you do the anuvad for us? You're capable of doing an anuvad? Just, you know, I will just sort of carry on and you'll just try your best. Yep? Okay. Okay, so now, we will read from a nice section of Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 4. Ambarish Maharaj offended by Devasa Muni, and we'll begin with text 63. Have we done this part of the Bhagavatam here before? Okay. Anyway, let's just do it. It's a very nice part of Srimad Bhagavatam. E Purnima Mataji? Who comprend, oui?
Yes.
Pas de problème. Oh, Hare Krishna. Okay, so it's 9:463. And the end tomorrow and so on will follow on from this. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Aham Bhakta Paradino. Hyasvatantra Iva Dunja Sadubhya Grasta Hridayo Bhaktair Bhakta Jana Priya. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said to the Brahman, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Okay. I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the cause of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me.
Okay. You're doing a bit of chanting.
Okay. So here's the purport by Srila Prabhupada. All the great stalwart personalities in the universe, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, are fully under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully under the control of his devotee. Why is this? Because the devotee is anya bilashita shunyam. In other words, he has no material desires in his heart. His only desire is to think always of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to serve him best. Because of this transcendental qualification, the Supreme Lord is extremely favorable to the devotees. Indeed, not only the devotees, but also the devotees of the devotees. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paeche Keva. Without being a devotee of a devotee, one cannot be released from material entanglement. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified himself as Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayo Dasadas Anudas. Chaitanya Charitamrita Majjhalila 13:80. Thus, he instructed us to become not directly servants of Krishna, but servants of the servant of Krishna. Devotees like Brahma, Narada, Vyasadeva, and Shukadeva Goswami are directly servants of Krishna. And one who becomes a servant of Narada, Vyasadeva, and Shukadeva, like the six Goswamis, is still more devoted. Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur therefore says, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasada. If one very sincerely serves the spiritual master, Krishna certainly becomes favorable to such a devotee. Following the instructions of a devotee is more valuable than following the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. Interesting, isn't it? What's interesting in Creole? Interessant. Bien, bien, interessant. Let me read the verse again. Aham bhakta paradi no hyasva tantra ivaduja sadhu bhya grasta hridayo bhaktaya bhakta jana priya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said to the Brahman, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the cause of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. This is really very important verse, extremely and important section in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nama Om Vishnu Vidae Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vastrityade Shatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Vajkapturubhishtha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. So, as we said, this is very important section of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is the main, what is being mentioned here is the main point in this whole section. That your relationship with the devotees is extremely important. And you cannot really have a relationship with Krishna unless you already have a relationship with the devotees. Yes. One time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was making a tour, preaching tour around India. And he came to some place, some city, and some local devotees, they said that nearby there is an ashram. In that ashram is a great devotee of Lord Ram. And all day he simply chants Ram, Ram, Ram. And tears come from his eyes sometimes and like this. And the devotees said to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, we would like you to meet him. We would like to hear your opinion about this devotee. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta agreed. And they went. And there was this devotee, just Ram, 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 Ram. Very emotional. So anyway, he stopped when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta came and they spoke a little. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta asked him only one question. is your relationship with Lord Ram through someone else, or is it direct? And that devotee said, it is direct. It is direct. So then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta left, and the group of devotees, they went with him. And as they're just walking away, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta turned to the devotees and said, I think he is bogus. I think he is bogus. Because it is just one of the most basic points in Krishna consciousness. We do not try to have direct relationship with Krishna, but we go through the spiritual master, through the parampara, through Srimati Radharani, like this. This is how we go to Krishna. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada quoted in the purport part of a famous verse by Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya raised the question, who am I? How do you say that in Creole? Kimo. Who am I? Kisanda mo iti. Ite. Okay. So, yeah. Lord Chaitanya, and then he responded that, what is it? Naham vipro na chanarapatiya. Na pivaisho, na shudra, na ham varna, varni, na cha grihapatiya, no vanasko gatirva. Anyway, I forget exactly. Kintu prodyan, nikilasva, gopi bartu padakamalayor. Dasa das anudas. Naham vipro. I'm not a Brahmin. Naham vipro nacha narapatiya. I am not a kshatriya. Narapati. Master of the people. Naham vipro nacha narapatiya. No, anyway. And I'm not a sannyasi. I'm not a vanaprastha. I'm not a grihastha. So, all right. So what are you then? What are you? Gopi bartu padakamalayor das adas anudas. I am a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, who is Gopi Bhartu, the master of the gopis. So this is what Lord Chaitanya said, and he is acting as a devotee. In many ways, he's showing us how to be devotees. And just to go a little deeper into it, he does not say, who am I? Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Dasa Das Adas. He says, what does he say? Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Adas Anu Das. Yeah. Anu is the Sanskrit word for atom. Atom. Yeah. Very small. What would you say? Bien, bien, petit. Yeah, just like. You cannot get smaller than the atom. So Lord Chaitanya did not just say, I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. He said, I am the very, very tiny, very small. Our sound system has a mind of its own. I am just a very, very small servant of a servant of a servant. And you know what Srila Prabhupada said when he referred to that verse spoken by Lord Chaitanya? Srila Prabhupada said that the more times you can say das, the better is your position. So let's take that. Who am I? Das, a 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 new das. The more, you know, sort of, you are removing yourself from Krishna. You understand? Further away, further, further, further. So generally people would think your position is becoming worse. Yeah. Generally, people would think your position is becoming worse because you're getting further away and eventually you are just lost in the middle of nowhere. But Prabhupada's point was, it is better, yes, to keep that very humble position of being the servant of the servant of the servant. Yeah. And indeed, Srila Jiva Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, he says, he actually quotes a verse spoken by Lord Krishna in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in which Lord Krishna says, my devotees are the best. So Jiva Goswami quotes that, just that line actually. And he says that you can understand this statement in the following way, that serving the devotees is a more effective way of developing love for Krishna than trying to develop love for Krishna. Haribol. Think about that. Ponce. Yeah. Just think about that one. That's a good one. Serving the devotees or developing love for the devotees is a more effective way of developing love for Krishna than trying to develop love for Krishna. So that point is emphasized here.
It's really emphasized very strongly. And, well, I think last night, Bhakti Deer Damodar Maharaj, was it last night? He quoted the verse from the Adi Purana. Was it? Anyway. Okay. Someone did one of the days. Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. Krishna says, what does Krishna say? What does Krishna say? That. One who says that he is my devotee. Yeah, okay. Ye me bhakta jana parta. Ye means who. So that person who, me bhakta, that person who says, me bhakta, I am a devotee of Krishna, na me bhakta. Ye me bhakta jana parta. Na me bhakta chaye jana. That person who says he is my devotee, O Arjuna, is not my devotee. But mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktas. Mad bhaktanam chaye bhaktas. That person who says I am a devotee of Krishna's devotee. Krishna says, te. That person, te me bhakta tama mataha, that person is my devotee. So, anyway, this is something we have to think about. Let me just give a little background. Are you familiar with the story of Devasa Muni and Maharaj Ambarish? Anyway, let me just very briefly tell the story. Maharaj Ambarish arrived in the palace of Devasa Muni. Amen. Devasa Muni arrived in the palace of Maharaj Ambarish. And Maharaj Ambarish was finishing a special Ekadasi Vrata, a complete fast for Ekadasi for the benefit of the people of Flak. No, anyway, for the benefit of the people. And he had come to the point where at the end of the Ekadasi period, strictly speaking, technically speaking, you have to break your fast at a certain time. You know, when I was a new devotee, I'm still a new devotee actually, but when I was a very new devotee, when I was like 21, 22, 23, just a little boy in Krishna consciousness. Then, when Ekadasi would finish, there was no particular period of time called the Ekadasi Parana between, you know, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock or something, as we have now, where you're meant to break your Ekadasi. Just the next day on the Dwadasi, you would eat some grains and break your fast. Now, we are more sophisticated, so we have, you know, sometimes very precise times from 5:19 to 6:23, you must break your fast, otherwise you turn into a pumpkin. not exactly. So we would just break our fast. But it is a fact that technically speaking, you should break your Ekadasi fast during that particular period of time. Usually it's 1 hour, 2 hours. One time I remember, just a few years ago, it was 5 minutes between six something and six something else. Okay, so but Maharaj Ambarish, he is doing, you could say, very technically correct Ekadasi fast, so that everything is right to get the maximum benefit for the people of Flak. No, just the people. So, but anyway, just before that time, Devasa Muni arrived. And the etiquette is the sadacha, the etiquette is that when a guest comes, you have to offer them, there's a few things, a place to sit, some sweet words, something to drink, something to eat. If you don't have something to eat, at least something to drink, a place to sit, some sweet words. If you've got nothing to eat, nothing to drink, at least a place to sit and some sweet words. If you've got no place to sit, if you've got nothing to eat, nothing to drink, nowhere to sit, at least some sweet words. And if you've got nothing to eat, nothing to drink, nowhere to sit, no sweet words, sorry. What would you say? Ganga Mai Ki Jai. That's just, you're finished. Hopeless. So, but Maharaj Ambarish, he had all facility, so he immediately offered all these things, and Devasa Muni was happy to accept. And when he offered, would you like something to eat? Devasa Muni said, yes, thank you, but I need to take a bath first. So now this was a serious technical problem because it takes a little while to take a bath. And, you know, to go, take a bath, get changed, etc., come back, and then eat. And it is the etiquette that if you are the host or hostess, you cannot eat until your guest has finished eating and is satisfied. Yeah. So now this Devasa Muni taking a bath, coming back and eating, this is going to take a little while. And immediately Maharaj Ambarish understood it will take us beyond that time. It is called the Ekadasi Parana. We will go beyond that time. I will not be able to break the fast. The people will not get the benefit. That's not good. It's not good at all. So what to do? On Creole, what to do? Kipu fair. Kipu fair. Kipu fair. Yeah. So he asked his advisors, they're like very brilliant, intelligent Brahmin scholars. They're just, oh, amazing people what to do. And they said, drink some water. You'll break the fast sufficiently, but you will not have eaten anything, so it will not be an offense. So he did. He drank some water. The Ekadasi fast was successfully concluded. Haribo, very good. Bien bon. To correct. May to, what's say, to tea, what'd you say? To tea, nay, correct? How would you say? All was not correct. To? All was not correct. To? To? Okay. To pati correct. Pasque, pasqui, yeah? Okay. Pasqui. When Devasamuni came back, he understood mystically he has taken something. He has drunk water. So even though it was not an offense, but Devasamuni, he is, en anglais we would say, hypersensitive. Hypersensitive. Very, very touchy. You know, you look at him the wrong way and, why are you looking at me? So it was not an offense, but he felt offended. This is a very interesting point. You may do something which is not an offense. It's okay. But someone may feel offended by that. So what do you do? Do you just say, too bad, it's your problem, you worry about it, I didn't do anything wrong? No. You have to take it seriously. So anyway, you know, I don't want to go on too long. We'll continue tomorrow. But basically, Devasamuni, he became extremely angry. Wow. He became so angry, he cursed Maharaj Ambarish to die. In fact, he pulled a hair out of his head. Very short hair. Anyway, he pulled a hair out, threw it on the ground, and some demon appeared from it and went to attack Maharaj Ambarish. Why? Simply because you took something before me. This is overly sensitive, isn't it? It's like, you know, so just an example. Par exemple, is it? Just you're in the queue for prasadam on Sunday. And you are, you know, almost the next person. You're almost there. But then you see, there is only one samosa left. Your favorite. Ooh. And you're praying to Krishna. Come on, Krishna. You're God. You can arrange anything. make the devotee in front not want a samosa so I can get it. But despite your sincere prayers, the devotee in front of you takes that samosa. And then you feel disturbed. So, and then you decide, if you were Devasa Muni, you would decide, he took the samosa I wanted, he must die. This is called being overly touchy, overly sensitive. In Krishna consciousness, we must be tolerant because this is the material world. How to say? C'est le monde matériel, il est le monde. Le, c'est what? Li le monde matériel. Where? En créant. L'élément matériel. This is the material world. L'élément matériel. Correct? This is the material world. And when you're in the material world, whew, I tell you what, anything can happen. Even Donald Trump can become president of America. That means anything can happen. You can become president of America. Nidhi will become president, prime minister of Mauritius. Soon. Yes. So. Okay. So. And you know, this is a very important lesson for us to become tolerant, because this world is such, things will happen. Things will happen sometimes. Even your big, important devotee, leader of ISKCON flag, something will happen. Some things will happen from time to time to challenge your sort of vision of yourself. Understand? It's a fact. You can be anyone. Even Srila Prabhupada, he would get serious illnesses and serious anxieties. And, you know, there's no one on the level of Srila Prabhupada at all. And what to speak of us? Things will happen. But Krishna consciousness is such a thing that if we are Krishna conscious, then even when things happen, but we'll be able to handle it without becoming like Devasa Muni and feeling insulted and feeling I need to take some action, revenge. They say, revenge is sweet. But it's not really true. Humility is sweet, much sweeter. So anyway, this demon came to kill Maharaj Ambarish. Krishna sent the Sudarshan Chakra. It killed the demon. Good night, demon. What would you say? Bonsoir, bon nuit. Do you say that? Bon nuit. Demon. And then the Sudarshan Chakra turned to chase Devasa Muni. Whoa. It's quite a story. And so what happened next? Ooh, what happened next? tune in tomorrow morning. Find out what happened next. When I was a child, there was no television. It didn't exist. And we would go to the movies. And they would have, in the first half, they would have serials. Batman. Yeah. The Lone Ranger. And we'd go. And at the end of that episode, Batman's in big trouble. What's going to happen? Come back next week. So what happens with Devasa Muni? Come back tomorrow and find out. It is very dramatic. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments or questions? Paski. Paski. Zot. How to say? Zot, dise-moi. Is that...